Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's khutbah, and the topic is Remembering Ramadan through the great Sahabi Al-Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, who has allowed us to reach the month of Ramadan, who has made it a mawsim, a season for good and spiritual excellence, ihsan, through both the siyam and the recitation of the Qur'an. And I bear witness with every facet of my being that there is nothing worthy of absolute love and adoration except Allah, the uniquely one, having no competing second in that oneness. And I bear witness that our master and our leader, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the perfect example of slavehood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was sent as embodied rahmah unto the entirety of the universe. Amma ba'd. We ask Allah that he bestow his peace, blessings and grace upon him, his family and all his companions, and whomsoever follows them or seeks to emulate him in the best of ways till the last day. And I advise you, dutiful servants of Allah and myself, to adhere to a heartfelt consciousness of Allah. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'a as-sadiqin. O you who have believed, have taqwa of Allah and be with the people of truth. Ayyuhal muslimun, O Muslims. As we arrive in this blessed month, and we are still at the beginning of this blessed month, then it's time for us to roll our sleeves and to engage in what this month entails of us. All of us know that this month has been written for us, or decreed for us, to fast in, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامِ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fasting has been prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those who came before you in order that you may attain taqwa. But alongside the great rank and esteem of a siyam in this month of fasting, there is the tilawatul Qur'an, the recitation of the Qur'an, because shahrul Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, is the shahr alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an, in the month in which the Qur'an has been revealed. And so one of the things we need to engage and renew in our hearts is a renewed allegiance and alaqa and connection to the Qur'an. For both the siyam, both the fasting and the Qur'an will intercede for us on the Day of Judgment. For just as the fasting will say, O Allah, mana'athu, I prevented him from engaging in food, from eating food and engaging in permissible relationships for your sake, so accept my intercession. And so it will be that the Qur'an will say, O Allah, I busied him in the night because he engaged in recitation of the Qur'an, Qiyam al-Layl and Tarawih, as we would say, and so accept my intercession for him. And both the siyam and the qiyam of the Qur'an will intercede for the slave on that day, the day in which there will be nothing to benefit him except that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows to benefit him. And from those things that benefit him are these two great things, the fasting and the recitation of the Qur'an. So as this month, alongside fasting, is a month of embodying and reflecting upon the Qur'an, we want to specifically focus on one Sahabi, one great companion, because we need qudwa, we need beautiful examples. And just as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was qudwatul hasana, those who followed him, فَبِهُدَاهِمْ, through their guidance, you gain guidance. Those who followed him were the great Sahaba radiyallahu anhum wa radu an, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he is pleased with. Then similarly, they also become examples from us. And from these great Sahabi, we'll remember one Sahabi, today, and his name is Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu. Now Sayyidina Uthman was from a noble lineage. His lineage is actually connected to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in that if we trace his lineage, there is a connection in terms of the family chain to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But beyond that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave him two of his daughters in marriage, and that's why he's known as the possessor of two lights, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him two of his daughters. And in fact, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, after the daughters passed away, he said, if it was possible to give him more, he would have given him more. And one of the signs of Sayyidina Uthman was that he was amongst the earliest of those who became Muslim, but as he became Muslim, he was of those who were the first of those who said, as the Quran says, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ, that he was from the forerunners in faith, from the Muhajirin and the Ansar. And so from those forerunners, he was of those who went, he himself states that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the truth. And he was from those who believed, amongst the first to believe in Allah and His Messenger. And he kept the company of the Allah and His Messenger. And he made his bay'ah to Allah, through the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, by Allah, I never disobeyed him, nor did I ever cheat him, until the time came for Sayyidina Uthman to leave this world. He never went against the amr of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and never went against that bay'ah. And because he was of those who, as we said, sadaqu ma ahadullah alayhi, they were true with what they gave as their allegiance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why when we recited this khutbah, we started off by saying, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'a sadiqin, be with those people of truth. And Sayyidina Uthman was from the sadiqin, he was from those people of truth. And this was embodied first and foremost by his tendency to make sadaqah, because sadaqah is from the same root sidq. And so the ability for you to give of your wealth is a sign of the degree of sidq you possess. And he was someone who gave so much of himself. Time and time again we read in the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that whenever there would be the need for anything, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, who will spend on this? Who will give this? And we find it Sayyidina Uthman, who's amongst the forerunners, those who are coming first to that. Once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made a call for money, for charity, and Sayyidina Uthman was one of the first people or the first person to come, and he had a 1,000 dinar in his garment, in his thiyab, and in his thawb. And in that when you think about 1,000 dinar, this is not to be equated with what we consider dinars and dirhams today. A dinar was approximately close, just under 5 grams of solid gold in its time. And that would be, it was tremendous wealth, and he kept 1,000 in it. And when he gave it to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam rejoiced. He turned the money around in his hands, and he said, nothing that Sayyidina Uthman will do after today will harm him. This was from amongst the bushra that Sayyidina Uthman got more than once, radiallahu anhu, that he was given the glad tidings of that he was already from the people of paradise. Another instance why this came about was that Sayyidina Uthman, when there was a time for the Sahaba, when they arrived, the Muhajirun obviously arrived in Medina, there was a shortage of fresh water. And there was a famous bir, the famous well, in a place known as the Well of Rumah. And this was a place that it was only owned by a specific person, and that person was refusing to sell it to the Muslims. And so Sayyidina Uthman offered to buy it on behalf of the Muslims, and first that person refused to sell, and then Sayyidina Uthman said, okay, I'll give you this amount of money. It was an extraordinary amount of money, and he said, just give me one day for the Muslims, and one day you can keep for yourself. And he accepted this arrangement until he found that this one day the Muslims would only come and drink, and the other day they wouldn't come to drink from him. And then he realized that he had lost, and then so he gave the entirety of the well to Sayyidina Uthman. And Sayyidina Uthman, when he had the well, he gave it as a waqf for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave it to the believers. He said, this is for the sake of Allah. Waqf means to make something as a charitable endowment, to just say you give it Waqf literally means to stop and to pledge and to say, this is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so it becomes a perpetual way of reward. And so when he gave it, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him bushra. He said, this will be, you will get a ayn, a spring in Jannah. Another time when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were looking to make tawsi' to expand the masjid of the Prophet, the mosque of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he made another call. And he said, who will buy the plot, this piece of land of fulan wa fulan, ahli fulan wa fulan, this whatever family it was, and add it to the mosque in return for a better plot in paradise? And so Sayyidina Uthman was once again the first ni'mat tajir. What a great merchant he was. He was always looking for that which was baqi, that which remains, as opposed to that which is fani, which is this world. And so he gave and he bought this plot, this expansion, and then he pledged it as a waqf, obviously for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the ulama say that a portion of all of the reward of whoever prays in that part of the Prophet's mosque in Medina until Yawm al-Qiyamah, as long as it's valid, as long as it's there, will return back to Sayyidina Uthman, because he bought the land and he donated it for the believers. Another, we see this instance time and time and again. In another narration, we find that whenever people were in need, there were a group of merchants, traders, they were in need, and they came to Sayyidina Uthman, and Sayyidina Uthman said, could you basically give us money or buy some food for us? And they were traders, so they intended that Sayyidina Uthman would give him the money, they would go and buy in the souq, and they would sell it for a profit, and give a portion of the profit back to Sayyidina Uthman, and keep a portion for that for themselves. And when they did that, when they came to Sayyidina Uthman, he said, of course I'll give you the money, and he said, take this and buy what you need in the markets. And then they said, we will give you 5 for every 10 as a portion of profit. And Sayyidina Uthman said, I have been given more than that. And they said, we are the traders in Medina, there is no one who knows trade better than us, who could give you more profit? And Sayyidina Uthman said, I will give ashra, I will get ashra, 10 for every one the like of it. And he meant by that the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised, that everyone who does hasanat, Allah subhanahu, who does good, Allah will give them 10 the like of it. And so he said, can you give me more than that? And they said, no. Then he said, I bear witness that I'm giving this to you as sadaqah for Allah, not for any profit for you, but for his hope of his profit, or his ajr, inda rabbihi, with his Lord. And this was why Sayyidina Uthman became Sayyidina Uthman. As we said time and time again, he was the one who was given the bushra of being from those in paradise. Once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was narrating to his companions, and he said, Abu Bakr fil Jannah, wa Umar fil Jannah, wa Uthman fil Jannah, wa Aliyun fil Jannah. He mentioned who we, in the sequence of who we know as the Khulafa Rashidin, the four great nobly guided Khulafa. And he mentioned them in their sequence, and he said, all of them are in Jannah. This is a Sahih Hadith in Tirmidhi. And we also have to forget the imprint of Sayyidina Uthman has left, because we're narrating his life in the context of the Quran here, in the context of our attachment to the Quran. And he was a person who, when the ayah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came down, the revelation, which was أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَانِتٌ أَنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ سَاجِدًا وَقَائِمًا. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, is one who is devoutly obedient during periods of the night, prostrating and standing in prayer, like one who doesn't do that? When that verse came down, Sayyidina Umar said, this was Uthman. And the reason why he could say it was Uthman radiallahu anhuma was because Sayyidina Uthman was known for this. He was known for being a person of devotion with the Quran in the day and in the night. And one of the things that Allah created as an attachment to him was that when, as Islam was spreading, and as Islam arrived at the far off lands, there was a need that was born at the time to standardize the Mus'haf, to make sure that everyone was reciting from that Mus'haf which was attested to by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. And Sayyidina Uthman was from the Hufal, he was from those who had originally memorized the Quran in the lifetime of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, having heard it directly from him. And from that category, obviously, as the Islam was spreading, there was many of the Hufal were dying, and there was actually a battle in which many of them died. And so as a means to standardize the Quran, Sayyidina Uthman Quran, gathered together all the Mus'haf with the varying canonical recitations, and he standardized something in what is known as Mus'haf al-Uthman, the Mus'haf, the standard of the recitation pattern of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. And then he sent it to each of the lands, the Muslim lands, with someone to teach the tajweed, the various ways of reciting that. And this now, brothers and sisters, is the standard Mus'haf by which each and every one of us recite from today. And so the ulama say that, think about the rank of Sayyidina Uthman. Not only does he have a portion of reward from everyone who drinks from that well of Ruma, not only does he have a portion of reward from every single person who prays in Masjid al-Nabawi in Medina, not only does he have this reward, but he has a reward of every single person who reads the Quran from the Mus'haf, because he played a role in creating this Mus'haf and standardizing it. And then he himself said that, I dislike a day comes when I've not looked at the Mus'haf, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him from those people who were so attached to it that he left this world. We know the tragic case of how Sayyidina Uthman was assassinated, and he left this world reading the Quran, such that the Quran became stained with the blood that he had while he was reading. And this greatness of Sayyidina Uthman was that he forgave the people because he wanted to be those of forgiveness. And Sayyidina Uthman was of those people who we can say followed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with everything he had and gave everything he had. And this is the spirit that we need to bring in our hearts in this month of Ramadan. This is the spirit that we need to make sure that we're willing to give everything we have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when this month ends, we find we are different to those people who came before him. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and bless you with the noble Quran, with the way of the sunnah of his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and may he give us the ability to be obedient to those he's commanded us to be obedient to. I say this, and I seek forgiveness for me and for you, so seek his forgiveness, for he is the all forgiving and the all merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.